Hi, Steve Cooper, and welcome to another Rank Success podcast. And this podcast today is about light bulb moments, aha moments, food for thought, ideas. So what's all that about then? Well, I've had some very nice feedback unsolicited from maybe some of you listening to this. Thank you if it was you. But I've had lots of as I say, unsolicited emails. I've had a couple of calls of people who've kind of downloaded my guides and had questions or contacted me for coaching. And I'm sat here thinking, well, you know, I look at some of the language as a coach. I'm interested in some of the language that people use. And people have said, I was listening to your podcast the other day. I was walking my dog. I had a real light bulb moment about, you know, whether it was about their forced goals, whether it was about their own evidence, whether it was about values. So I'm very conscious that these podcasts are, what should I call them? Fillers, really. They're fillers. I mean, my main products, my main services are on my site, and they are my digital downloadable toolkits, so bespoke ones for Sergeant and for Inspector, Chief Inspector, and a promotion masterclass, which is 4 hours in length, that you can play, rewind, and kind of go through and build your approach to your promotion opportunity. But these podcasts really are collectively, together with my free YouTube videos, together with my free downloadable guides, together with my free blogs, are all part of a vast kind of quilt, if you like, a vast jigsaw of ideas, tips, guidance, support. But as somebody said to me the other day in unsolicited feedback, I just had a whole load of light bulb moments from your podcast. Well, people say they've listened to the podcasts and recognised, look, I need to do something. I now understand why I've been outpaced, outrun on the promotion process previously. I had no idea about any of this. So light bulb moments, aha moments, are things that are referred to in coaching as, you know, when you have a real moment of reflection or realisation or something dawns on you. And so I like hearing feedback like that. It's very good to receive it. I do these podcasts to help. I understand I've been there before. Whilst they're useful as a resource, the reason I put out so much free information is because I've been there as a young officer, where, you know, perhaps money's not so available at certain times, and so I don't want that to stop people from moving forward with their promotion aspirations and being able to kind of gain some traction or momentum towards things. So this is very much around, this podcast is very much around light bulb moments, aha moments. So I'm going to talk about some areas of promotion here, so a bit of a canter, if you like, in this podcast through some areas. If you like what I'm talking about, then there's every chance that it's covered in my digital downloadable toolkits, and my promotion masterclass, and probably more than once elsewhere. So sometimes I kind of bounce about like a pinball on these podcasts. Other times they're quite structured and refined around a particular topic or subject. But this one's going to be a bit of a hop, step, and a jump through it, in the hope that I plant a seed, or you have an aha moment, or a realization, or you know, you have the you make the decision to do something, if you like, even if it's just to go away and think a little bit more about a particular issue that I talk about. Okay, so it's a bit like a shadow plan, just for you to kind of sit down. And as I've started to say just now, because someone said to me, Steve, you said so much in the podcast, but I was driving, I got home and I had to play it and write it all down. Well, I'll tell you early on, just as I remind you early on about, you know, I know you're busy, and I know that your time is busy, so you want to kind of listen when you want to listen, and you want to work when you want to work around these things towards your goals. You can write down these. Go and get a pencil and a pad and write them down if you need to. But the chances are, as I said, it will be covered in my masterclass in more detail, in more depth. And if it isn't, then as people know, they can email me or send me any queries, and I'll be happy to respond. So the first part of this, really, around leadership, well, it's a vast subject. It's a massive subject, just like decision making, vast area of research. But leadership for people, performance and change is what you're going to be doing when you're going for promotion. So just a quick indicator of what I'm going to cover. I'm covering leadership now. I'm going to talk quickly about performance, development, CPD, promotion as a topic, the interview process, and then an action plan. So that's the rough layout for this, as long as it takes me. And I hope that, as I say, along the way you have an idea, a thought, or it adds some value, even only incrementally, to your journey to eventual promotion success and securing your goal. So leadership, people, performance and change is what you are putting yourself forward for. It's such a vast subject, it's easy sometimes to shrink it into context. So 3, 2, 1, policing in the 21st century. That helps just talk about leadership in the context of which you are looking at it. So some issues around that, it's covered, as I say, in my guides in more, so this is just a whistle stop tour through some of it. Defining your style. So if you are thinking about and still in the stage of preparing for or trying to get into the mood for and get that energy and motivation to get, you know, some momentum going for a board, define your style. Think about it, define what leadership means to you, and have a think about how you will lead in those areas of people, the most difficult area, performance, that's where you're expected to lead as well, and change, and that's a biggie. So yes, it's leadership, a vast area, but it helps if you shrink it down into those three areas, and think about that as part of the role that you're going for. Those are the areas in which you're expected to lead. So defining your style, having an idea about that is important. I have talked about falling into the trap of questions around your style. So there's a blog I've done on that, booby traps. So have a look on my site, ranksuccess.co.uk. Click the blog tab at the top and go and have a look at the blogs. And in there you will see one around booby traps, around leadership style questions that you might get asked. Your development, 360 degree as a leader, you know, any feedback you've had that will help you or serve you to reflect upon and to improve upon. Are there any blind spots? What blind spots have you got? Well, you might not know about them. You might know about some of them. So things like the Johari's window. So if you research Johari's window, that is a tool that you can help as part of your ongoing awareness raising, if you like, as a leader, to have a look at where your blind spots are, what you know about yourself, what you don't know about yourself, and what other people can see about you that you might not be aware of. So Johari's window is a tool you can look at for that. How do you know that your leadership style, if it is effective, is effective? What thought have you done around that? How do you know it's effective? Have you had feedback? Do you know? Have you got commendations for leadership? Have you got feedback, meaningful feedback, detailed guidance around your behaviours, if you like, as a leader? What are you doing? And I'll come on to development in a minute. And then thinking about your balance, your style, if you like, between your management style and the balance between management and leadership. But the difference between management and leadership is something you could disappear down a rabbit hole for quite a while and not necessarily come back with all the right answers. But having some thought and reflection around that, what is the difference between management and leadership in your understanding around that? And then how will you be managing? So you'll be doing a lot more of that as a sergeant, I would respectfully suggest, and then leadership, developing yourself as you go through as an inspector and beyond, and thinking around those issues now ahead of a promotion board so that you can talk comfortably about them and certainly start thinking more comfortably about them now as part of your preparation. So, and performance, well, again, that's another big area, managing performance. And, you know, in the short version of that, that's about effectiveness and results. How are you going to do things? What are you going to do? How are you going to do it in terms of performance, and then the culture. So thinking about the culture of performance, and sometimes it, you know, historically it's it can be quite let's just say uncomfortable, shall we say, some of the accountability around performance and the focus around performance. But you know, just recognizing, thinking through a performance culture doesn't necessarily have to be critical or adversarial in any way. What does it look like? What does good look like? And consistency. And again, there's a whole topic. There's a whole section on performance and thinking through issues around performance in policing. So, you know, what is it all about? Well, you know, ultimately it demonstrates your professionalism and integrity to the public as an organisation. You know, this is what we're doing with all this public money. This is how effective we are. This is how efficient we are. And you might want to go and have a look at your force HMIC report into your force. You'll see some of the summaries of those. I'm doing some summary videos of those at the moment on my Rank Success YouTube channel. So have a look at those. See if your force is on there. If it isn't, then I'll do my best to get around to doing it for you. But I'm trying to get them as they come online under the new process, so that candidates can just have a look at that YouTube channel and have a quick whistle stop tour, stop and have a look at the slides and digest them and the content of them. But they basically summarise your HMIC report. So have a look at that, because that reflects how your force is doing in terms of effectiveness and efficiency and legitimacy, the areas, the three areas in which the HMIC inspect under the Peel report. And you'll also find on the HMIC site in relation to that, in terms of performance, a PDF, certainly under the new inspections they're doing PDFs now, and that's an absolutely fantastic briefing for you as a promotion candidate on your force performance, a snapshot if you like. But there's so many insights into that, and again, in my masterclass I cover, you know, why and how those insights are important to you as a promotion candidate, and as a kind of teaser if you like, because I've got other things to get through in this podcast. You know, your force is doing things very well at the moment. Well, those are nice to know. That's very nice to know. But the board don't care. They're not really interested in that. Not when you're in front of them, because they want to know how you're going to help them achieve the force objectives or areas of concern or areas for improvement that are highlighted in these reports. That's where candidates need to really focus their efforts. So having an idea about how you're going to convert that information in those kind of reports, those performance reports, into your role as a sergeant inspector or chief inspector, that's if you like where the magic happens, if you like, in terms of converting it from written information into meaningful, impactful conversation in interview responses. Okay, as I say, I do bounce about a little bit on these issues because they're not necessarily neatly paragraphed in my mind, but these one line of bullet points I've got written down here do tend to trigger some thoughts for me, and I say what I say. Okay, so thinking about you know, the issue around performance, how do you propose to do things? What's your thoughts around doing things with reduced resources? Because things have become increasingly challenging as you go forward, because, you know, policing's not going to get any more money. Chief constables will generally resource, you know, what's legal, you know, what they're legally bound to do before anything else, and anything else after that is nice to do or should have or must do. But generally, you know, the effective use of resources is what they're going to be looking at you for as a promotion candidate, inspector candidate. You know, it's part of your role to manage resources effectively. So how will you do that? How have you done it? What evidence have you got? What examples have you got about where you've been able to do that? And what outcomes did that achieve, or results did that achieve? Again, financially, you know, you can go in with all the lovely problems in the world in terms of problem solving, but you walk in and you have ideas around how you can save money, and suddenly everybody's ears prick up. And so if you can tell about saving money or being more efficient or more effective, it just helps you to think about performance at the level at which you're going for, and then to have some to articulate that verbally and meaningfully. As an individual, how do you monitor your own performance? Because as a team leader, you're going to be assessed on the performance of a team. So how are you monitoring your own performance improvement? How are you improving as an individual. And just imagine the board asking you that. Can you tell us how you monitor your own performance, please? So again, lots of thoughts and ideas you might have around that, whether that's PDRs through your own CPD, feedback tools, measurement tools, 360 degree, etc., etc. There's lots of things you can think of around there. Development. So I've got this as a subject rather than just CPD because development is quite broad. So understanding policing and the changes ahead or the challenges ahead, that's a basic thing for promotion candidates. And whether it's surprising to you or not, lots of people don't understand the challenges. I haven't done any real meaningful work about the short, the medium, and the longer term challenges to policing. And that's basic stuff really for promotion candidates. It's all around you. You can find it. I think there was a report out yesterday by the Police Foundation on the future of policing. I'd be really surprised if anybody as a promotion candidate didn't look at that, because it summarizes and does a whole load of work for you in one briefing. In fact, I think I'll probably put a short video to summarize that on my site, so that if you prefer to learn rather than reading through, I think it's about 100 odd pages, that document, I'll try and summarize it in a video, as I try to do with some reports on my YouTube channel. And as I say, if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you'll get notified when I do release a new video, because sometimes I'm up at 4 o'clock in the morning, can't sleep, so I'll start thinking through. I know it's sad, I know, but I'll start thinking through how I can kind of summarize a report. And and in some of the feedback and testimonials I'll get on my site, people really do appreciate that, because I know how busy you are, and to be able to just go across to my YouTube channel and click on one of the summary reports that have just come out can be really helpful, particularly if you've only got 5 minutes while you're having a coffee or whatever. I am conscious, by the way, some of you don't drink coffee. I keep saying, well, you've got a cup of coffee, but green teas, fruit teas, I'm quite inclusive on that kind of stuff, or water. Just developing your broader awareness and to get a more diverse understanding of leadership, and the challenges around change. So not only just at team level, your own individual level, about how you're changing, how you're dealing and coping with change, how you're leading change. Don't forget, it's leadership for people, performance and change. It's a big area. So how are you developing and getting a broader awareness and understanding of leadership and managing change? So that's just an idea really for you to think about. Have a look at some of the crime surveys, have a look at some of the national reports, the National Crime Agency, to get a strategic overview, broad understanding. There's a strategic threat assessment that's produced in relation to threats to the UK. You should be able to access or look at some of those through your force intelligence and incident management units. The researchers, analysts should be able to show you those, or certainly give you access to some of the kind of executive summaries, and so that you, as a promotion candidate, you can get an awareness of a broad strategic picture around some of the crime issues. There's so many reports that are produced that once you find out where you can access them, so a bit of environmental scanning for a while, have a look at what's helpful, what's useful. And also in terms of your CPD, things like Policing Insight. Your force may well subscribe to Policing Insight, which is a policing publication and site in which lots of people are writing about what's going on in policing at the moment. You can put your finger on the pulse as a candidate and try and use that as a free resource. I think a lot of forces now subscribe to that, so some of those articles are free, some of them are subscriber only, and some of them are kind of hidden away at kind of top access level. But if you're forced subscribe to it as a promotion candidate, you should be able to kind of get into the weeds of articles and look at what's going on in policing there, and factor that into your promotion preparation. College of Policing, have a look on the website, I'm very well aware of the fact that the college are trying to do a lot of work to engage with police officers, and I'm very well aware that they're having to work hard to do that for lots of different reasons. However, there's some really helpful and useful and meaningful information and support and guidance on their website. It isn't the best website in the world. That stuff is hidden away, and sometimes it can be very hard to find it, but a little bit of work. Some of it's easier to find than others, but there's a lot of good stuff on there, particularly alternative descriptions of the role that you're going for. Some of that might speak to you, and you know, you've also got the opportunity, as I say, to download my digital toolkits, which have. Have a look at my testimonials on my site. You'll see countless successful officers, inspectors, sergeants and chief inspectors now who have something to say about the value of those digital toolkits as support and guidance for them to help them achieve success. So that's another resource for you, as well as a 4-hour promotion masterclass which I've recorded, which you can download. There's also there's always a discount code on there, so I think it's RS Guides 20, so Romeo Sierra Golf Uniform India Delta Echo Sierra 20, all block capitals, no gaps. That'll get you 20% off any guide or bundle if you decide to do that. But what you will be equipped with then is, together with all these other little things I'm telling you, is a course of massive action. It'll enable you to take massive action to set yourself apart and get you match fit as a candidate for any promotion process coming up. So the College of Policing, yeah, be aware of any developments on the site as well, and what's going on in that environment. And mentoring, so in terms of your developing over the short, medium and longer term, you know, well, you may well be mentoring other people yourself, and that's good evidence for promotion, because you know, sergeants, inspectors, chief inspectors develop other people, leaders develop other people, as well as taking that responsibility to of their own development very seriously. You know, leadership's essentially about developing other people. You can do that through mentoring, and also you know, knocking it on up the chain, mentoring other people, being mentored by other people, and I'll do a separate podcast on that. But you know, whether it's not just police, police officers, police staff, mentoring everybody has needs and gaps, and it doesn't really cost much except a bit of time, and it's very much appreciated if you think back to, you know, you being given guidance and support by somebody that was really valuable to you at any one time. You know, mentoring is a great way not only of you helping other people to develop, but also to develop yourself. So that's development, really. And CPD, so having a CPD plan, and I've done different blogs on this, you know, that is the killer question on a promotion board. What have you done to develop yourself or anyone else in the last 12 months? Go. And that is a difficult question, unless you've done the work, unless you're all over what you're doing to develop yourself or anyone else. So that involves generally having a meaningful, tangible CPD plan, and being able to talk confidently about how and what you're doing to develop yourself, anything you're learning, and you know, what you've got in place to improve as you go along, and to learn and to grow and to develop as a leader in the new rank. Okay, promotion. So what have I been talking about? Well, I've just decided just to put a bullet point here of promotion. Yes, it's all promotion related, as are all these podcasts and free blogs and guides, etc. And my other products, I mentioned the toolkits and the masterclass video that you can purchase and download. But promotion, yeah, I just put it there as a bullet point to myself, really. Have a think about what development that you're doing in each of these little areas that I've kind of scratched out. So I can't read my own writing sometimes. I should have been a doctor. But leading people, so I talked about that. Effective leadership. What does effect? So I talked about leadership at the top, but what does effective leadership mean to you? What do you think it might mean to your teams? And that comes very nicely and sits under that leading people umbrella that I talked about, leadership for people, performance and change. So what is effective leadership? And just imagine, you know, being asked that question on a promotion board, could you please describe the attributes of an effective leader? There you go. Over to you on that one. Serving the public. Define public service. Define it. Because many promotion candidates don't. And it can hold you back if you don't have that in your mind. Professionalism, well, that's a value. I think it's a value in the Met. It's one of the stated values in the Met, but it's also much broader than that. It cuts through policing, as I linked it earlier on, to performance. It's about demonstrating to the public that we're a professional organisation. It's about standards. So define professionalism. define it, have it as a part of your repertoire, a part of your mental tools, if you like, before a promotion process. So when I talk about, you know, the drivers, so defining public service, there are also some there's lots and lots of drivers of public service, but you know, the ones that are going to be relevant to you and what you're going to do in the role that you're going for, so you know, whether that's a new sergeant, inspector or junior inspector, you know, some of the drivers of public confidence, so the effective investigation of crime, that's where you're going to make a contribution to public confidence, because the effective investigation of crime drives public confidence. Alleviating antisocial behaviour in communities drives public confidence. Telling the public what you're doing and communicating successes and having good communication with the public drives public confidence. And delivering the very best service you can with the resources you've got drives public confidence. So there are a whole load of drivers of public confidence, but there are, you know, what does that mean to you? And can you think of any others? And how are you involved in that? But more importantly, how are you going to use or link in with those drivers as a newly promoted leader to help the force achieve its aims and objectives and build trust and confidence with the public? So again, lots of ideas, and I did say it was a canter, so I'm rushing through my scribbled notes here. Working with others, or as it's been rebadged, reframed, we are collaborative on the CVF now, but essentially that's about working with others. So how are you engaging with the wider policing team, partners? How are you building inequality and diversity? What do you know about you know, the 9 protected characteristics? Neurodiverse members of team, you know, how are you maximising, or what awareness do you have of the neurodiverse needs or capabilities or talents of people in the organisation? It's a not a new concept, it's always been here, but people with, you know, think differently, have different ideas, work differently. I've done so, basically, I mean, if you want to go and have a look at this, go pop over to my blog on my site, ranksuccess.co.uk, click the blog tab at the top. I've done I think it's 2 or 3 series of diversity, equality and inclusion blogs, because forces are now starting to, I know it doesn't sound particularly endearing at the moment if you're unaware of it, so some forces are starting to give you a half-hour promotion board before your 45-minute promotion board. And the first half-hour promotion board is to talk about, is to answer questions or be asked questions or to test your awareness and knowledge of, you know, issues around diversity, equality and inclusion that affect your force or affect you in the role that you're putting yourself forward for. Why? Because it's really important stuff, so you need to elevate your awareness there. And there's a, you know, tailor-made blog there for you to do that. Or you can download a digital toolkit, and there's more information or different information in there as well. But do the work on that, because that's really important. Whether or not you face a half-hour board before your promotion board, you may well face similar questions as part of a promotion board. Have a look at your force diversity, equality and inclusion objectives as well. They'll be available to you as a candidate. It's all part of your preparation. Leading change, leadership for people, performance and change, as I said. The pace and the rate of change will only increase. What does that look like? You know, is your team ready? You know, how will you get your team ready? What do you think the issues might be for your team when you're newly promoted in relation to managing change? There's a potential question. Proactive leadership. So, you know, this is stuff about you getting up to basic level, basic levels of awareness, hopefully proactive, you know, proactive in your own interest verbally around this, being able to share with a board or a panel your knowledge around these issues and linking them to the role that you're going for, and of course answering the question you've been asked. So proactive leadership, you know, and that's in terms of, you know, managing, supporting and guiding your team. So who hasn't, you know, who's behind, who needs some more support and development, who are the ones you can delegate stuff to, you know, what do you know about delegation, how will you delegate, you know, and that's more important because sergeants and inspectors get things done through other people. So, you know, how will you delegate is a simple question. Tell us how you're going to delegate effectively across your teams is a question that could cut across, you know, 2 or 3 ranks there. But again, in my digital promotion toolkits, there are some options there for you to consider as to how you will choose from different choices of how to delegate effectively to people. So that might be very helpful for people going for inspector, chief inspector ranks. Managing performance, as I've said before, value, and quality, not quantity. I don't know what I've wrote that down there, but obviously I was thinking about something at the time. But managing performance, certainly as a team leader, as a sergeant, you are responsible for managing the performance of your team, having the oversight of that, how you are contributing to that, how each individual is contributing to that, and any aims, objectives, or broader change aspects that you're responsible for. Decision making, well, ding ding ding, that's really important. It's part of the role functions and dimensions for sergeants, inspectors and chief inspectors and everybody else. In fact, decision making is tested all the way up to chief constable, so from constable all the way up and all the way back down again. Unsurprisingly, in research, broad research across organizations, teams want generally one thing from their leaders. If they're nothing else, they want decisions. They want a decision maker. They want someone who can make a decision. Even if it's the wrong decision, give us a decision. But that sounds very blasé, and but there's a whole deep dive you can do around decision making, how you make your decisions, how you think around making your decisions, how you ensure your decisions are ethical, considered, professional, and have taken account of risks to the organisation, both reputational and physical, psychological, etc. And the NDM is a whole area of research that you can do. You may think you know the NDM. In my experience, when I ask some questions to candidates going for promotion, they don't know it as well as they think they do, even though they're using it every day. What do I mean by that? I mean, well, it's underpinned by risk principles, 10 of them. I've had conversations with people fairly recently where they've gone, "What principles? Where are they then? They're in the NDM." Yeah, they are. So it's okay not to know about that, and it's okay for that not to feature actively in what you're doing, but it adds a whole lot of value when you can have a broad understanding around the NDM, and reflect on how you've made your decisions, how perhaps you could have made them better, what you could have done differently, because that's what helps at the end. Once you've made your decision at stage five, you can come back and review it, because stage five is about reviewing what you've done, having taken action, and identifying those individual team and organisational learning points that may well have surfaced as a result of it. As I say, there's a whole lot of issues, lots of examples of detailed decisions. In response to, prompt questions, if you like, in the digital toolkit. So at the level of the rank you're going for, so sergeant, inspector, and chief inspector, there are examples, detailed written examples that you can have a look at and go, well, reflect on them and go, well, actually, that reflects what I did, how I thought about something. I've got some ideas now, some light bulb moments I can really start to lay out in writing my own decision, and to reflect the thinking process around the NDM and any other thinking that you had in play to justify your rationale, and so that ultimately, what's it all about? 3 years down the line, when you're in the loneliest place in the world, the Crown Court witness box, that accountability comes and visits you in silence, and you say, "Yeah, but I've got my rationale written out here," and it's gonna my get out of jail card free. I certainly can defend my decisions. Defensible decisions, ethical decisions. I've got a rationale there that I made 3 years ago because I think about these things. They're important, and I have, personal accountability, organisational accountability captured in it. As you can gather, I mean, I'm going off on one now, but the NDM is a big area, certainly of your role, of responsibilities for the organisation and for the different ranks. And then the next point I've got here is interview process. So the interview process is really important because some forces don't have interviews. People don't like interviews, but funnily enough, neither do they like the things that are replacing interviews. There are lots of arguments for and against, but at the moment, most processes involve some aspect of interview. Whether it's called an interview or not, you'll still get asked questions that are competency based and that reflect the CVF, and the values that your force subscribe to, and espouse. And so, your preparation development for the style of interview and or presentation that you have to do is a really important part of your prior planning and preparation, if you like. So, Generally, most interviews are competency based. I don't like that word. I call it behaviour. Makes it nice and easy, and kind of encompasses knowledge, skills, attributes, behaviour, etc. Competencies, personal qualities. I just prefer to use, you know, the term behaviour. It's a behavioural interview generally. They're assessing your behaviours, and they want to know how you behaved or how you will behave. So that just makes that easier for me. And again, you'll see all this laid out in my digital toolkits if you choose to avail yourself and download them. Okay, the last one, action plan. Action, there it is again, action. You've got to take action to make any kind of meaningful progress and traction and momentum towards a promotion opportunity. So have a think about it wherever you are, wherever your promotion opportunity is, whether it's, you know, 3 months ahead, 3 weeks ahead, or 9 months, or, you know, you're thinking about doing it next year. Give yourself as much time as possible. Work backward from there in terms of a plan, a structured approach. What are the timescales? What are the milestones? You know, where's your annual leave, your important time with your family and other commitments you might have? How are you going to protect that time around it? And what will success look like ultimately? A lot of stuff there. I hope there have been some aha moments, some light bulb moments in there for you, even if it's just to kind of trigger some thinking, some reflection, or some positive kind of triggers for action. You know where I am, you know where my products are, they're all online, ranksuccess.co.uk. You should be able to do a bit of a tour around those. There's a YouTube channel with a whole load of free videos on there, short videos for you to watch at a time and pick up some further insights. There's some more podcasts on this channel, and hopefully you'll be able to put it all together in a way that's meaningful to you and convert it into a meaningful and impactful interview performance or assessment centre performance. And if I can be of any help or further assistance, give us a message or a shout, download the toolkit, watch my masterclass video. You'll have a whole different set of questions after that, I guarantee you. As I say, all of this is for you to kind of trigger some thoughts, and wherever you are on the process, I wish you all the best, and I will be back with another podcast shortly. And until then, take care and stay safe.